Researchers are working on how to match soil health practices with lower crop insurance rates. It would be a win-win for farmers and the environment. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's true that the bigger your farm equipment gets, the faster you can feed the world, but it's also true that bigger equipment means bigger repair bills. In fact, replacing just one high-tech transmission could set you back $60,000. But not if you protect your investment with Cenex Petroleum Products and the Total Protection Plan for up to 10 years of coverage. The Cenex Total Protection Plan already protects thousands of pieces of equipment. Why not yours?
Less downtime, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Crop insurance coverage helps farmers when crop yields are adversely impacted by weather or other factors. However, the federal program is based on year-to-year production without factoring in the health and quality of the soil. Many farmers would probably agree that the program discourages growers from trying to improve soil health. Joshua Woodard is an associate professor of agriculture business and finance at Cornell University. He's working on how to tie crop insurance rates to soil quality, which could entice more farmers into conservation practices.
Cover crops, no-till, post-apply nitrogen, and crop rotations. This stuff seems really basic. All of these things are not captured well in the current program. So we've done some research to show that for certain practices, you should actually be getting a higher APH and a lower rate if you've been doing these things. And so that's sort of the gist of it, is quantifying that and embedding that into the actual rates.
He says research data shows that these practices are beneficial, but insurance companies require a level of detail to see the correlation. In addition, rates would have to be actuarially fair and would vary in different regions of the country.
We're finding in the preliminary stuff we've done that there's different impacts and different areas depending on what types of soils you're on, etc. You don't have to do all four. It'll be basically like, let's say you're doing two of the four and you've been doing them for 4 years, or you're doing three of the four for 8 years. Your discount will be reflective of your area and how long you've been doing which practices.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about linking crop insurance to soil health at agriculture.com.